Found out today by my attorney, Harvey Steinbauer, that everything was dropped. Or no, actually didn't get filed, so.
So was your reaction when he told you that officially that was?
I mean, you know, it's a blessing, obviously, that, you know, the investigators took the time and got the truth out and, you know, did their due diligence to try to get the thing right. And, you know, I've been confident all along. You know I didn't do anything wrong. It was a matter of being at the wrong place at the wrong time and just ready for football.
What did you learn from it, the whole experience?
Just being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Did it weigh on you nonetheless, even though you say you were confident that the truth would come out and you'd be exonerated? Was there?
I mean, obviously, you know, obviously, because I was raised a certain way. You know, having to make that phone call to your mom, you know, I had to get out of jail. You know, she was the first person I called. I wanted to make sure she didn't overreact or get too stressed. You know, she doesn't take bad news too well. And, you know, so making that phone call more than anything, what I really remember this whole situation. And so, you know, that's. And I'm glad to move forward from that.
Did it also bother you the way, I mean, you talked about when the truth comes out, people will know that the fans, the people have rooted for you, they questioned you, that had to bother you too, right, Alex?
I mean, you know, the way the tabloids, the media, the way things are, you know, it's a media world, you know, you gotta, it is what it is. The profession I play, and it comes with the territory. So, you know, at times you wish that, you know, you can tell the truth and people could understand it, but at the same time, you know, it's the news, is the news. And you just got to, you know, it's not what happens, how you respond to things. And I knew all along, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. So in that sense, you know, the true fans know the type of person I am, the way I conduct myself since I've been here. And, so I'm just ready to, you know, continue my life.
Did you call mom, tell her the good news?
I haven't called her yet. So I'd be looking forward to make that phone call.
Hey, Elvis, has the entire case been dropped or just your portion of it? You know, is there other stuff going on still? The other people involved?
I'm not sure of that, but I know, you know, I had nothing to do with that, so.
How much of a relief is this for you?
It's huge. I mean, it just never, you know, we worked so hard as a team, my organization since OTAs, mini camp, and to come into training camp, you know, with such, you know, such issue like that, it's trying to assassinate my character. You know, it's not something that, you know, I would like to deal with. So it's overwhelming to kind of just deal with football now.
Time for one last one, guys.
With this development, I suppose you don't expect to hear from Roger Goodell at all on this.
I'm not sure of anything. I haven't been fouled, you know, so I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Elvis.
Thanks, Elvis. Thanks, Elvis.